time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Tonight, host Dana Rodriguez is joined by teacher Lori Fisher and technical editor Kira Pace. Here's your host, Dana Rodriguez, just a little bit over 25 years young.
Where'd that come from? All right. Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely weekend, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we encourage your participation in every way possible. Our lines are totally open right now. It's a great time to call in with a question or answer. Well, you can't answer until we give you a question, but you can ask one of your own. Sometimes they do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but if you call now, we will get you on as soon as possible. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Just to remind you, we'll be taking your questions and giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and whatever Kira washed up on Kira's beach. So, also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one, not the word one. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. Feel free to email anytime. We don't read them during the show unless the phones go out. So it does happen occasionally. But they all get read. So also want to remind you that you can listen to us on kalw.org in a live stream. Or if you'd like to listen to the podcast after our show tonight, in case you call in and want to hear your voice again, that would also be at kalw.org. And also, God is talking to me again. But it was David, I think. And also want to remind you that on October 14th, we are having our 25th anniversary party and show. If you would like to come down to the party, we certainly would welcome you, and I'll give you more details in September, but it will be on October 14th in the late afternoon, and then if you want to see the show as well, you can come in the studio and watch us make fools of ourselves.
Everybody should come.
Everybody should come. We would love to meet our longtime listeners out there, so again, I'll give you more details in September, but put that date down on your calendar, please. Okay. We're going to start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Kira Pace, who ran out of reruns long ago, welcomes the month of September and the premiere of fall TV.
Oh, I've watched so much Bob's Burgers and so much King of the Hill, which is awesome. They're great shows. And then John's into the Forensic Files type things.
I don't think I saw Bob's Burgers in the United States. I saw it in Norway. For some reason, they had it on TV there.
Did they dub it?
No.
Okay. It's a fantastic show. Mm. So if anyone wants to call in with questions on Bob's Burgers or poisoning your spouse with selenium, I think I can probably knock those questions out of the park.
And I won't. I've seen episodes of none of those shows.
No?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm not that proud of
not
it.
Not even Forensic Files?
John, are you listening to this?
Call in.
He's the one who's into those. Yeah, he loves all those shows where the wives kill their husbands. I don't know what lesson I'm supposed to be taking from that.
David spoke in my ear and asked why you weren't on the way to Burning Man.
Oh, I'm not a camper.
Oh,
no. Nah.
That's the only reason, huh?
That's pretty much it. So, school bells ring and children sing. It's OMG, school starts tomorrow. Lori Fisher is rested and ready for his class with an all Minds Over Matter curriculum. He expects to see all of his listeners there on time, pencils sharpened, in their best back-to-school first-day clothes.
I do. Everybody show up on time, 11:10. I'll be there. I'd like to ask our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, which he thinks is the bigger problem in our world, ignorance or apathy?
I don't know, and I don't care.
All right. Classic.
Anyway, all right. That all being said, and thank you for setting me up in that joke. I've been trying to use it for the last 20 years, and it's never, been able to fit it in.
This could be a regular part. Yeah. I'll just be your straight man.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't care. Yes. And Kira, it is your turn.
All right. Let's start with this. Journalist Neil O'Dowd and his website Irish Central offered an apology to whom in the wake of the grand jury report on child sex abuse by Catholic priests across Pennsylvania?
An apology to who?
The studio audience has it.
They're great studio audience.
Yeah, she's plugged in.
You're looking for an individual, yes. Not a group.
An individual, yeah.
Somebody living?
Mm-hmm. And this is for something that took place in 1992, if that helps you out any. I think it's 92. That sounds right. I'm going with it.
Is it anything to do with politics?
No.
There was a presidential election there.
No.
Something to do with sex?
Well, I mean, it's a child sex abuse scandal,
yeah.
So sadly,
but I mean,
yes.
So it's related to that.
It is.
It's not humorous. It's serious?
It is serious.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Bill Clinton.
Nope, not Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm.
92.
Apologize to Bill Clinton. I don't know. All right. Read it once more if you would.
Sure. Journalist Neil O'Dowd and his website Irish Central offered an apology to whom in the wake of the grand jury report on child sex abuse by Catholic priests across Pennsylvania?
This person have an Irish name?
This person sure does have an Irish name. Very Irish.
Hmm. All right.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Okay. I'm down. Right. And Lori,
it had nothing to do with the Penn State football sex scandal, did it?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
No.
You go ahead, too, Lori.
All right. Well, last week, Aretha Franklin had died, and I asked a question about that. This is a follow-up on that question, which was the 150 best albums by women. And we did one version of it. So this came up a little, but I want to flush it out. What women artists are in the top 10 of the 150 best albums ever chosen by NPR critics and connoisseurs of music? Don't need the album. That would be nice if you had it. It's 10 different women.
All right. This is no longer the 64-65 time frame. This is all of them.
Correct. But that is the time frame. 64 until now.
Until now.
There's nothing before.
Well, Madonna.
Madonna is not in the top 10.
I think Joni Mitchell came up.
Joni Mitchell's number one.
Yes.
Remember the album?
Blue.
Ooh, yeah, that's the one we had. Ooh, yeah. Give her a better bell than that.
There we go.
1971 for that one. Okay, want to give you each two if you got them. The top albums. So I'm looking for the women who sang
top
these.
Albums in terms of sales?
No. In terms of the best, they're considered the best albums recorded by women during that time. Whitney Houston is in the top 50, but not in the top 10.
How about Carole King, Tapestry, probably?
Perfect. Yeah. You now have 1 in 10.
All right.
And they were the same year. Blue and Tapestry were the same year.
Did you go to a women's college? Because all those answers are something you go to a women's college.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have Joni Mitchell and Carole King. Want one more guess each?
Out of curiosity... Those are both 1971, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are any more recent than that,
I hope?
Okay, good.
Yeah, there are, yes.
Approaching it from a women's college perspective.
Oh, my gosh.
Is Carly Simon on that list?
Carly Simon is not, shockingly. She's out there. I think she's in the top 60, but not in the top. She's in the top women's college ones, but not in the top 10.
All right.
Okay, yeah, there's a nice range of, I would say, many of them. Are post-1971.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I can't remember. Groups are involved, too, correct?
Well, I'll give you this hint. Groups are involved in the list, but in the top 10, they're all individuals.
Solo. Okay.
Kind of like Joni Mitchell. They have bands with them and all that, but on the top 10s, the Supremes and others get in later on, but not in the top 10.
All right. And why don't you just read the question once?
So NPR had a list of 150 best albums ever by women. I'm looking for what they picked as the top 10. And Kira got number 1, Joni Mitchell's Blue, and number 10, Carole King's Tapestry. If you know the album, fine, but I'm interested in the artists.
And since you were going to give me another guess, how about Amy Winehouse?
Amy Winehouse is number 9.
All
excellent.
Right, probably back in black.
Back to Black.
To Black, to yeah.
2006.
I'm always mixing up Amy Winehouse and AC/DC. You know how it is.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dana?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Dana will be silent on this question.
Yeah, I'm out of the top 10, apparently, for all my answers.
Well, you'll know many of these
I'm sure I will.
Yes, you will.
Is Katy Perry in there?
Katy Perry is not in the top 70. Yeah.
I leapt forward by 30 years, and I still didn't.
You did. That was nice.
Oh, well.
You've heard that name.
All right. And if you'd like to join us, we have a couple of lines open. Area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. We're toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number. 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. The name is not written on the phone line, but I hazard a guess who this is. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Eve. How are you?
Hi, Eve.
Well, if you're a woman in the ancient time, really, until even today, if you're a woman, you would love to live in this country for so thousands of years. As this country, woman has the right to own property, divorce her husband, file lawsuits, and even become kings, you know.
Egypt.
I'm going with Egypt.
Egypt. Yeah.
Taking a wild guess.
Yeah, so what happened when the Greeks went to Egypt, I was not an invasion, I think it was most like mutual agreement. Their biggest resentment was how Egyptians treated women. Really, truly, true story. That was their biggest beef with Egyptians. But after all, Alexander the Great fell in love with Egypt, and he refused to be buried anywhere else but in Egypt, Alexandria. Okay, so it is a true story. And until now, you know, with the fluke of this Muslim Brotherhood bunch of garbage, Egyptian women had freedom more than anywhere else in the world for the last. In fact, the first Egyptian to go to college was the same day the Egyptian man went to college, was 1860, University of Cairo, which was established then. Okay, a very, 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 well, kind of related question. This woman, and I asked her that before, she was the first mathematician, philosopher, astronomer, inventor in recorded history. Who was she?
And she was killed by the Christians when they sacked
Alexandria. She was killed by the Christian mob in 415.
Yes.
You should read her quotes. She is so beautifully smart. Her quotes are unbelievable. I mean, if you really want to do something with Trump, read her quotes. I mean, as far as criticizing him. Do you know what her name is?
It's terrible. The first 6 times you asked this question,
I know.
I didn't know her name, and I still don't know her name.
I will tell you. Because really, my you know, I think it's really your program is great, and a lot of movies, and you're really great in every possible way, and you're definitely far better than Minds Over Matter.
We're Minds Over Matter.
No, this is not don't tell me.
Okay.
All right.
But her name was Hypatia of Alexandria.
I'm going to write it down this time.
Yeah. Hypatia of Alexandria. She was killed, murdered. She was stoned to death, and her body was burned by the Christian mob in the year 415 A.D., and she was only in her 30s. But in that time, she had all of the theory you referred to, you know, to Newton and all of the Copernicus, all of the thing was hers. It just was translated by the Spanish, you know, whatever, Inquisition, whatever it is, to Europeans. But she had, one of her biggest achievements was circles and ellipses. She have discovered that planets go around the sun, not in circles, they go in ellipses. And just beautiful, beautiful lady. Thank you, guys. Always a great show, and I really love to listen to you.
Thanks, Eve.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to give you a couple questions here. Wake up, Sue. What famous American film was the first feature film in the U.S. to have a sequel made to it? What famous American film, it's a feature film, not a short, what famous American film was the first feature film in the U.S. to have a sequel made?
Shaft.
It was a sequel.
It was, Shaft
Goes
Africa.
Africa, yeah. Or Shaft.
Shaft in Africa,
Shaft in Africa, excuse me.
But that was probably the
That's
second
not it.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it start
that.
Life as a silent film?
Yes, okay. It did.
Oh, is it a monster movie?
It is not.
Okay.
Is it Ben? Is it a big film?
Yeah.
Like Ben-Hur?
It's a big film, but it's not Ben-Hur.
Okay. But it's that kind of...
I mean, it was a relatively big film. Let's put it that way.
And I guess maybe the remake wasn't even a sequel. It was just a remake. So this is a...
No, it was a sequel. It was okay. A sequel.
Lawrence of Arabia had a sequel.
It did?
It did.
It didn't, but this is way before that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we need something that started silent.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Was
I
the sequel talkie?
Or no, the sequel silent? Was silent, too.
So two silents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big movie stars like Chaplin or Keaton or anybody like that or Valentino?
A couple big movie stars for the time.
So, and was it at all, was it biblical? Kind of four horsemen
kind of biblical deal?
All right. Mm-mm. Any hint?
No.
Can you give us a hint? Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Those first 10 questions will have to be enough.
Okay.
What famous American feature film was the first to have a sequel made to it? All right, second question. This is from one of our longtime listeners, Robert Wiener, calls in quite a bit. And he sent me a question dealing with Aretha Franklin and parenthetical titles. A parenthetical title would be, for instance, the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction, and in parentheses you would see I Can't Get No. Okay? So what I'm going to do is give you these Aretha Franklin songs. I'm going to give you the parenthetical part. I want you to tell me the rest of the title. Now, I should say, I believe on all of these, all four of these, the parenthetical part is at the end of the title, not at the beginning. Okay? Let's keep that in mind. So again, these are parenthetical titles for Aretha Franklin, and I will give you the part that's in parentheses, and you tell me the rest of the title. Number one, The Way I Love You. Number two, That's What I'm Gonna Do. Number three, Sweet, Sweet Baby. And number four, Gonna Turn Me Around. So again, these are parenthetical titles from Aretha Franklin. I'm giving you the part that's in parentheses. You tell me the rest of the title that's not. Number one, The Way I Love You. Number two, That's What I'm Gonna Do. Number three, Sweet, Sweet Baby. And number four, Gonna Turn Me Around. I'm going to give you each one guess because I want the audience to guess, too.
I don't need my one. You can have it.
They're all pretty well-known songs.
Sweet, Sweet Baby is Since You've Been Gone.
Yes, correct.
And I think it's the Sweet, Sweet Baby's at the beginning.
Yeah.
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 Is that the one you took for me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Do I have one for me?
Yeah, now you have one for you.
Well, do you want me to hold off and leave the
hold off on that for now. So again, the parenthetical titles from Aretha Franklin's songs. I give you the part in parentheses and you tell me the rest of the title. The ones left are The Way I Love You, number two, That's What I'm Gonna Do, and the third is Gonna Turn Me Around. What's the rest of that title?
Robert sent that question? That's a good question.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. That was a very good question. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Ed in Massachusetts.
Hi, Ed. Go ahead.
What?
Can't hear him.
Can't hear you, Ed.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit better.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I have three guesses for the women album.
Go ahead.
Roberta Flack?
No.
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John isn't in the top 100. She would be in sales, but not in best.
Well, all right, then I'm not even going to mention my third because it would be sales, but definitely not best. It always surprises everybody that Debbie Boone had the top-selling song of the entire decade in the 70s, but...
She did light up our lives, but she didn't make the list either. Yeah,
not there for the album. Okay, so my question called Biggest Losers. Of all the films, I found there of all the films that had 10 or more Academy Award nominations, which ones came away with 0 or 1 awards? There are 5 movies that had 0. They came up blank. They had 10 or more nominations and got nothing, and there are another 10. That had 10 or more nominations and only got one.
The most famous example I can think of right offhand is The Turning Point.
The Turning Point was 0 for 11.
Right. And that's the That's that one with Shirley MacLaine and Anne Bancroft. And
didn't something win Best Picture and nothing else? Is that one of them?
Yeah. But
yes.
Greatest Show on Earth?
Greatest Show I don't see on my list, okay. No.
Yeah, but it had to be nominated for 10, right?
Right.
Nominated for 10 or more.
And win one or zero.
Is The Last Emperor one?
Which one?
The Last Emperor?
Last Emperor, no.
Okay.
What's the oldest one on the list?
There are a couple of oldies. There's the oldest is 1939.
Hmm. Oh.
They got one, took one prize out of 11. There's another, Dana, when you said that the most famous, I thought you were going to say the Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, yeah.
E.T.?
He didn't win for a long time for things.
No.
Jaws?
No.
Color Purple?
That's the good. Color Purple. That's good. Nice. Nothing. Yeah. Went 0 for 11.
1939.
There's a Daniel Day-Lewis movie on the top on the list.
My Left Foot?
No.
Gangs of New York?
Gangs of New York, 0 out of 10.
Okay.
Let's see. This is a Western remake.
True Grit?
True Grit, zero for the remake, True Grit.
Very good.
0 for 10. I don't know any clues to give you for this last one. The last one that took 0.
The 1939 one, is that a famous film?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. If it gave me the star, it'd be a giveaway.
Oh, is it Wizard of Oz?
Hello?
1939?
1939, no, not Wizard of Oz.
Is it Stagecoach?
Nope.
One.
That was Gone with the Year. Gone with the Wind's year.
Right.
It's a big year.
It was a big movie year.
Goodbye, Mr. Chips?
Nope.
No, we're just guessing now.
Gary Cooper, I think it was.
Oh, Gary Cooper. The Real Glory?
I might be wrong. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Oh, that's Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. Okay, sorry about that. I'll just run down the road, unless you want to save them and throw them out for people.
No, go ahead.
American Hustle was the last one that took 0.
Wow.
And then the movies that nominated for 10 or more and only got 1 was Johnny Belinda, Beckett.
Best Actress.
Yeah.
Yep, Beckett. The Pride of Yankees, there's Gary Cooper. Here's the best picture that you were thinking of, Chinatown.
Oh, really?
All right.
Chinatown, yeah, that was the only award it took, was the best picture. Giant, Bonnie and Clyde, Anne of a Thousand Days, Airport, and Tootsie.
Yeah,
that's quite a long list. It's amazing.
I didn't realize Tootsie had so many nominations.
Right. Interesting.
But that's nice. It. So, racking up the nominations doesn't always mean anything.
That's true. Thank you, Ed.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Bill and Melissa in El Cerrito, and we have we hope some answers.
Okay.
So I just have a clarifying question, and that is with respect to the women artists. Are we talking solo or, say, like the Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde?
Well, groups like the Pretenders and the Supremes are on the list, but none of them are in the top 10. So all the ones in the top 10 are solo artists.
Okay. Horses, Patti Smith.
That's correct. That's number 7. Very good. 1975.
Pearl, Janis Joplin.
Oh, that's number 8. Very good. Keep going.
Tracy Chapman.
Who?
Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman's not in the top 10.
Mm, what a mistake.
Great guess. I won't argue with you.
Okay. Then moving on to movie sequel, Thin Man.
Not Thin Man.
Oh, okay. Rita Franklin. Gonna knock on your door, tap on your window pane, and I can't remember the last part, and then it goes, that's what I'm gonna do.
Nope.
Really?
Well, she's singing. You got to give her a bell for that.
That's true.
No, no. I could do a better job, too, if I could remember that. Wait a minute. Didn't you say that there was, guess, the first part of the perceived, that's what I'm going to do? Did I misunderstand the question?
No. That's correct. It's just, and those might be lyrics. They're elsewhere in the song, but that's not the title.
You want the title.
Right.
Okay. Misunderstood.
Yeah, I wanted the singing, but Dana apparently is holding out for the title.
So that's what I'm going to do is in the title, in parentheses, but not the whole title.
Oh,
what's
okay.
The rest of it?
Beats me.
Okay.
Okay, that's all we got.
Thank you very much.
That was good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We've been here almost 25 years, so hope you enjoy the show. Feel free to give us a call. Two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. You are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace and semi-retired, though he's a little less retired every time I talk to him.
Tomorrow I'll be very less retired.
That's right. Yeah. Lori Fisher from Diablo Valley College. And Kira, it is your turn.
All right. Let's do these. Okay. So in what month were the fewest number of presidents, U.S. presidents, born? This is my presidential trivia for you. And I'm also going to follow that up. I'll ask you who. And then also, what month has the most number of presidents born in it?
Well, the most children are born in August.
Even back in the last 200
years?
I'm going to say July for the most.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I thought two were born on July 4th. And I'll just get my
answer. I saw
guess.
That two died on July 4th, but I don't remember.
How about for least born? February, because it has the least number of days.
No, there's right. One month with even fewer than
births.
February.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll turn it over to
about
Mr.
December.
Rodriguez.
No, you're closer, though, than February.
Are you guessing most or least, or just throwing a month out there?
least.
No, not December.
Okay. November.
Nope.
January.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, now you're just guessing.
I am.
And then I'll ask you then, only three places have been the birthplace of two U.S. presidents, although perhaps it'll be downgraded to two places one of these days. Anyway, name the places and the presidents who were born there.
By places, do you mean states?
New York City.
New York City is one of them. I mean mostly I mean city, but one of them isn't technically a city, but same.
Theodore Roosevelt and...
Yes, that's true. New York City has...
That other guy.
Yeah, has Theodore Roosevelt and the other one. Yep. Two more places.
Two more places. But not states, like...
Correct. Much smaller.
Much smaller, okay.
Yes. One of them's a city and one of them is a county.
A county?
Yes, but basically the same general area, but its name technically has county in it, so we're going to go with county.
All right, let me think that over.
Was Reagan born near where Lincoln was born?
No, Lincoln was born in Kentucky.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Or Indiana. Or Kentucky.
No, I think Kentucky.
Yeah.
I was thinking
yeah,
Illinois.
And then Reagan was Tampico?
Tampico, Illinois.
Does that sound right? Yeah. Okay, good.
So would you ask that again?
Please? Sure. Only three places have been the birthplace of two U.S. presidents. Name the places and the presidents who were born there. We already have New York City, so we're looking for two more sets of presidents in two more places. And also the month with the most number of presidents born in it and the month with the fewest number.
Is the county in Virginia?
It is.
So I don't know if I could tell you the name of the county.
Who are the presidents?
Well, there are plenty of presidents that were born in Virginia.
Oh, that's true.
Monroe, Madison, Washington, Jefferson.
Yeah.
So
it's
is
none
it,
of those. But
it's none of those?
None of them.
Yeah. Woodrow Wilson?
Nope.
Wow.
Okay.
You were closer with the first set of presidents you were listing.
Monroe and Madison?
Yeah, closer there, chronologically speaking, than Wilson. But
all right. Okay.
The Adams boys? Where were they born?
No, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Massachusetts.
Is that it? There it is, yeah.
Quincy, Massachusetts.
Not quite. Braintree.
Braintree, sorry.
Yes.
darn close. All
yes.
Right. All I'm right. taking half credit on
What's
that.
Wrong with
that was
you?
A nice yeah. tag team yeah. effort.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Hi, Patia.
Hi. Yeah, hi, Patia.
Hi, Patia.
Oh,
is
that's
that the Egyptian.
That's the
lady.
Egyptian, right. Thank you.
And then also Joan Baez.
Joan Baez is not in the top 10.
Okay. And November.
Nope, not November.
Okay. Hi, thank you.
Thank you. Another women's college pick.
Could I take another crack at those lady?
You could.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. How about Cyndi Lauper's She's So Unusual or Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill?
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper's in the top 70. Alanis Morissette is somewhere in the top 30, but neither in the top 10.
I like Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. I want a Aretha Franklin thing for the parenthetical.
Yeah.
I never loved a man the way I loved you.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I never loved a man the way I loved you. The way I love you, not love.
Yeah, well, that's the parenthetical remark.
Right. Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, you were very grudging about that.
I had to look at it. And, but I'm glad to hear it personally.
Yes. Well.
Thank you.
Unlike our unlike our caller, I won't sing it. I'll spare everyone.
And, Lori, it's your turn.
All right. Well, this one relates a little bit to place, so of your topic. So Turner Classic Movie did this interesting thing this summer, which is they had a geographical look at the entire United States, and they picked what they thought was the best movie from each state. And I, on the ones I'm giving you, I agree. And if it's not the best, the locale matters a lot. So I'm going to give you five states. Tell me what movie they picked, and they all of them make sense that, oh, that setting makes a lot of sense for that movie. Here's the five states. Montana, Arkansas, Florida, Michigan, and Hawaii. So this is Turner Classics Movies, and in each case, I think it's a good choice of the movie they picked. The state itself, or at least that locale, makes a lot of sense. So Montana, Arkansas, Florida, Michigan, and Hawaii, and I'll give you one guess each.
I've got Arkansas. I know I'm right, but I think that's the only one I have. It's Sling Blade, right?
No.
You're kidding.
They did
That's
not
insane.
Pick Sling Blade.
No.
Sling Blade.
Then I disagree.
And I like this film better.
Okay. I disagree with whatever I, answer.
You know, True Grit actually takes place in Arkansas.
Okay.
But I don't think that's it.
It's not True Grit.
Montana must be A River Runs Through It.
It is. 1992. Very nice.
Is Michigan an Anatomy of a Murder?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
That's very good. 1959. So two great movies. So we're looking for Arkansas, Florida, and Hawaii. Dana got Montana and Michigan. I'd give Kira one more if she wants to take another bitter guess at Arkansas or any of the others.
No. But also it has to be what Turner Classic Movies thinks is the best.
That's a fair point. And I would say they are in the Turner Classic wheelhouse more than Sling Blade is in the Turner Classic wheelhouse.
Because I could say like The Descendants for Hawaii, but they would probably be more like Blue Hawaii for Hawaii. So,
fair enough.
Yeah,
by the way, it's neither
of
those. But
yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Joe versus the volcano. Is that even Hawaii? I don't think
Hawaii.
It is. Yeah.
Where was that? I don't know where that volcano was.
Yeah. I don't think it's a real volcano.
That didn't make the list. Yeah. So we're looking for Arkansas, Florida, and Hawaii. Okay.
All right.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, this is David from Oakland.
Hi, David.
I have a few guesses, at least. For your last question, Lori, is Key Largo for Florida?
It is.
Oh,
that's very good. 1948. Great movie.
And then, there's two movies I had guessed for Hawaii. My first guess would be From Here to Eternity.
That's the correct guess.
Oh,
very good.
Okay. Yeah.
Got and one more? Arkansas?
I don't have Arkansas.
Okay. Somebody will get it.
Yeah. And then, Dan, if your earlier question about the first movie with the sequel, was it Birth of a Nation?
It was Birth of a Nation.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh. Yeah.
Very good. 1915, and then the following year they made a movie called The Fall of a Nation.
Well, right. I saw it many, many years ago.
Did Griffith make that too?
It's very seldom seen.
No.
Yeah.
He did not.
Yeah. And then just to, not to disappoint Ed from Massachusetts, but the Chinatown did not win Best Picture.
No. Did he say one was?
He did. I thought he did say
that. Yeah, he said one was picture. Did, he did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
It still makes the list.
Right. Yeah. And then I had a question for you.
Right.
which is an oldie, and if it's been retread. But anyway, there are five people who have starred in more movies than they've directed, who have never won an Oscar for acting, but they have won directing Oscars.
So, five people who have starred in more movies than they directed.
Correct.
But
they never won acting Oscars.
Never won.
But each that have won Best Director Oscars. So
Clint Eastwood would be my first guess.
Clint Eastwood is one.
He's Robert Redford.
Two Oscars. Robert Redford is one.
Paul Newman?
No, he won. No. He did win.
Best did he win for
he was best
won The
actor.
Color of Money.
Okay.
Color
okay.
Of
okay.
Directing
okay.
Oscar.
Did Olivier ever win for acting? He didn't win for acting. Did he win for directing?
I think he did. For
yeah.
Hamlet.
He won for Hamlet. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Did he?
So that was one of them?
No.
Oh. No. He did win an Oscar for acting.
Is Orson Welles won?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Orson Welles?
He won for script.
No, he never won. I don't think he won
he
any.
He never won
script.
Director.
He never won a directing Oscar for
that's right.
Just script.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So we have five, and they starred in more movies than they...
So they're more movie
they
star
directed.
Than director.
Directed.
Yeah, and yeah they're all much better known.
Oh,
actors.
Didn't Clooney win for directing and never for acting?
No, he won Best Supporting Actor.
Did he?
Yeah, he won Best Actor,
won best
too.
Supporting
too.
Actor.
Okay.
Yeah.
He won They've director.
They're all. I'll give you a clue. They're all since 1980.
Yeah.
Since? What about Ben Affleck?
No.
He didn't direct. That was written. Sorry.
Since 1980.
Two of them in the 1990s, one in the 1980s. They're also alive.
What about Warren Beatty?
Warren Beatty.
Okay.
Very good.
That's the 80s, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won for Reds.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other two are, frankly, in my opinion, kind of forgettable. They both also won Best Picture, but they're not...
I can't remember. Roberto Benigni, he did win for acting for the same. Yeah, okay, don't mind me.
Yeah.
And didn't win for directing, I don't think.
Oh, was it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
They're all American? Everyone
yeah, they're both
for?
American.
Okay.
Are they both guys?
Yes, they are both.
Okay.
It's not Catherine Bigelow.
Yeah.
That's your one shot for him all that. Yeah.
Oh, you better fill in the blanks for us.
Okay, Kevin Costner?
Oh, okay. For
Dances with Wolves,
right?
Right. And Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Oh, for Braveheart, right?
For Braveheart.
Oh, he won.
If you have time, I have one more question, if it's okay.
All right.
John McCain obviously passed yesterday.
Right.
And his mother holds a sort of unique distinction due to her age. Do you know what that might be?
She is 106. I know
She's 106.
And is she the oldest oldest mother ever of a presidential, major presidential candidate?
Something even, yes, but something even more than that. It actually has to do with where John McCain, what he represented. What he represented in the Senate.
Represented in the Senate.
So it has to do with Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is she the oldest woman in Arizona?
No. No.
Is she... She's like... No, that's not right. She's not older than this.
Is it something to do with her age?
What were you about to say?
She's not older than the state of Arizona.
Actually, she was.
Ah, is she?
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
She was born months before Arizona became a state.
That's
good job.
Great answer.
Good job on
good
that.
Good question.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Thank you very much.
That's something.
Bye. All right. I think it's my turn. Is it my turn? Or is it your turn?
No, I did the state question. I think it's yours.
That's right. I put that out of my head. And no, it's a good question. Okay, so I came across the American Film Institute. You know, they have many lists, and some of them are sort of dubious. But this was interesting enough where I thought I could get a couple of decent questions out of it. So the American Film Institute came up with a list of the 100 greatest movie quotes. So here's the way I'm going to approach it. I'm going to give you the names of the four actors involved in the 100 greatest movie quotes, and I want you to tell me the quote that made the list, okay? So from the list of the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time, and these are all American films, I will give you four actors. I want you to tell me the quote that goes along with them on that
list.
It's
just one each, I presume.
Just one each. I wouldn't do it any other way.
All right.
Number one, Faye Dunaway. Number two, Bud Abbott. Number three, Vivian Lee. And number four, Basil Rathbone. So again, what are the, on the list of the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time, what are the quotes that go along with these actors? Number one, Faye Dunaway. Number two, Bud Abbott. Number three, Vivian Lee. Number four, Basil Rathbone. I'll give you each one guess.
I really hope that Faye Dunaway is no more wire hangers.
That is correct.
Yay.
That is absolutely correct. No more wire hangers ever.
Ever. Sorry. Ever,
just to be absolutely precise on it. Very good.
So the Vivian Lee, I'm thinking, is from Gone with the Wind. I'm thinking is, as God is my witness. Is that the one? I'll never go hungry again.
Or nope, that's not it.
What about?
Right movie, though. Fiddly D. Yeah.
Is Tomorrow is Another Day for?
Not that
no.
either.
Okay.
So, all right.
Do I have the right movie? Or you know, because it could be from Streetcar, but I don't think so.
All right.
Stella.
No, that was Marlon Brando. Yeah.
That was said not to her.
So, again, on the American Film Institute list of the 100 greatest movie quotes, I have four actors here. I want you to tell me the quote that is matched with them. So far, all we have is Faye Dunaway, no more wire hangers ever. The ones still left on the list are Bud Abbott, Vivian Lee, and Basil Rathbone.
I'll guess Basil then. Elementary, my dear Watson.
That is correct. There you go.
Whew.
Yep. All right.
Our audience might have one.
Oh.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Bud Abbott, I'm thinking no, that's second base.
No, not that.
Oh.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Top artist, Lori. How about Lori Anderson?
She's in the top 30, not in the top 10.
Okay. That person who was singing that tune, she was so close, so close. All she had to do was get to the chorus, and she would have it right there. Till You Come Back to Me.
Ah.
That's what I'm
going to
do.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Dana
is reluctant
until
to give
you come back to me.
That's what he said.
Come back to me, that's
right.
Gonna do.
That's what I'm going to do. Correct.
And, Arkansas, how about, no, I can't think of anything. We're done.
All right. Thanks, Berkey.
Bye.
And we need to repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, I'll let you go first.
All right. Journalist Neil O'Dowd and his website Irish Central offered an apology to whom in the wake of the grand jury report on child sex abuse by Catholic priests across Pennsylvania? And then also, only three places have been the birthplace of two U.S. presidents. Name the places and presidents who were born there. And we already have New York City and Braintree, Massachusetts. We're looking for the final one, which we've established is in Virginia. Also, I'm looking for the month with the fewest number of presidents born in it, and the month with the most number of presidents born in it.
I have of NPR had picked 150 greatest albums recorded by women, and we now have five of them, and I'm looking for the five we don't have. We have Joni Mitchell, Patti Smith, Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse, and Carole King, and we have one movie left, Turner Classic Movie. We got Montana, Florida, Michigan, Hawaii. I'm looking for Arkansas, what they picked as the best movie that is set in Arkansas, and it's significant that it's set there in the South, if not Arkansas in particular.
And let's see, I gave you a list of parenthetical titles from Aretha Franklin. We only have one left on that list. The ones that have already been answered, The Way I Love You, I never loved a man the way I loved you. Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Going to Do. And Since You've Been Gone, Sweet, Sweet Baby. The one we have left is the, in parentheses, you have Gonna Turn Me Around, and what's the rest of that title?
Don't know it.
All right. Let's see. I also have the American Film Institute list of the 100 greatest movie quotes. I picked out four, the ones we have left. So I give you the names of the actors. I want you to tell me what the quotes next to their names are on that list. We have left Bud Abbott and Vivian Lee. And I think that's it, actually.
Can I take another crack at Lori's question?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Okay. How about Diana Ross or Roberta Flack?
Neither's in the top 10. Diana Ross is in the top 20, and Roberta Flack is maybe in the top 70 someplace. Okay. Yeah.
Did I say Dionne Warwick?
No one said her yet, and she's in the top 80, but not in the top 10. Mm. All good guess. I feel we're getting closer.
What about Cher?
Cher is not in the top 10. That's okay. What I'll say for her. Yes, our audience is getting this. Our audience says the answer to your Irish question is Sinead O'Connor.
That is correct.
Yeah,
did I say Mariah Carey already?
No, you didn't. And she's not in the top 10.
What? Okay.
Yeah, she's not highly ranked on the list at all. I think these critics don't love Mariah Carey.
Well, I'm no fan, but that's like you can respect her voice. Yeah.
I am not going to quibble with any of you, but no, she's not in the top 10.
All right.
Give a Sinead O'Connor a bell there.
I will do that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
At the moment. How about Loretta Lynn?
No.
Loretta Lynn.
In fact, one criticism of the list is they don't have a lot of country singers. Loretta Lynn, I think, is in the top 40, but none of the ones in the top 10 are country singers.
Oh, how about Taylor Swift?
No, she didn't make the list at all, at least not in the top 100.
Adele?
Adele is not in the top 10.
Barbara Streisand?
Also not in the top 10.
Susie Quattro?
Susie Quattro is in my top 10, but not in their top 10.
Darn, okay. The Arkansas movie, is that Deliverance?
It's not. Great guess. I think that's set in Georgia.
Georgia, right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is the Arkansas one? You said it's got to do with Arkansas.
It's appropriate that it's set in Arkansas or a state in the South. I would say any of the southern, deep southern states, kind of like a Deliverance thing. In that, it's appropriate that it's set there more than in.
But it doesn't really have anything to do necessarily with the Ozarks, for instance.
No, I think it has to do with the culture of the people there.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Bud Abbott, did he say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to do
it? No, you're close, but no.
I said, who's on first?
Who's on first? Yes.
Oh, well, didn't somebody sort of guess
no,
that?
No, they said.
Oh, they were.
And close. Yeah. And give in lead and say, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Nope.
last I'll guess was the Going to Turn Me Around one. Is that Freeway of Love?
It is not. It is not.
All right. Did they get the months on the president yet?
No, not yet.
About June?
Nope.
I think we've guessed
October.
October for which? Most or least?
Least.
Most or fewest, rather. Nope.
Fewest. Oh, how about most?
Yes.
Excellent.
October has the most presidents, with six presidents born.
That's a surprise.
And I guess I'll ask, what is the largest city not on an interstate in the United States, of course?
Power off.
Well,
power
I mean,
off Wisconsin.
Power off.
Honolulu?
No, Honolulu is actually on an interstate.
Okay, well, yeah.
Is it Indianapolis?
It is not.
Is it San Francisco?
Oh,
I believe San
Francisco. We're on an interstate.
We got 80.
Yeah.
Is it Fresno?
It is Fresno.
All right. Nice.
Okay. Yeah, actually, 9 of the 10 largest cities not on interstates are all in California.
Yeah.
And then what's, just because I like this, what's the most rectangular county in California?
I like the way you said it first.
That's the most
YOLO, isn't it?
I don't know.
Pretty rectilinear.
Rectangular. No, it is not YOLO.
Not YOLO.
It kind of has to be outside of the Bay Area, doesn't it?
It is and does, yes.
Okay. Like up north, bro. Well,
no, not no. Central Valley?
Was it?
No.
How about San Bernardino?
Not San Bernardino.
Is it around? Is it Southern California?
It is not in Southern California.
Okay. How about Humboldt?
No, Humboldt is not the one.
No, just guessing.
Don't know.
Don't know.
It's Modoc County up in the far corner.
Yeah.
It's almost exactly rectilinear, except for one little jog that it does. So go visit it. They need people.
All right. Thank you very much.
Look at the corners.
Bye.
All right. Who has a short question? Raise your hand. Okay, go.
I do too.
What food is traditionally eaten by placing a towel or large napkin over one's head and consuming the dish from underneath it? Oh, I figured you would jump on this.
I'm trying to picture it. Have you eaten like this?
I would never eat this dish.
Is it to keep the warmth in of the dish?
There are alternate explanations, and one of them is that it is to maintain the aroma, but most people say that it is to hide yourself from God's eyes because the dish is so decadent.
Oh.
So is it a main course or is it a dessert?
It's more of an entree. It's... I guess.
Have you made this at your home?
I have not, no.
Dana probably has.
I doubt it.
And I can give you a clue that I think would jog your memory. Yeah. Evidently, there's a whole scene about it in Gigi.
Oh.
Don't they bring out food on those big containers?
Right.
She's taught the proper way to eat it.
Right.
It's not Hello Dolly has the big dumpling scene, so it's not dumplings.
Foie gras or something like
that. No, not foie gras.
I don't know.
No, I can't. It doesn't jog my memory.
Leave it up. My quick question is this. It might be really easy. I don't know. The New York Times redesigned its website this week and left something out that's been on there the whole time that's caused quite a bit of controversy. What did they omit from their new website?
All the news that's fit to print?
No.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that didn't cause the controversy. I'm pretty sure that's still on there. But this thing I know has been omitted on purpose.
The paywall?
No, the paywall's still there.
America's newspaper. What are they calling it now? Is that USA Today? They omitted something. So it's on the masthead?
No, it's on... it is on... the content of the paper.
Is it a link to the crossword?
No.
Okay.
It's still there.
All right. Give it out. Ask that once more.
So the New York Times redesigned its website this week and decided to omit what from its homepage and has caused a bit of a controversy by doing it.
Mm. All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, it's me. Okay, for the women who are very deserving of being in the class of whatever, top 10, top 50.
Sure.
My first choice is Tina Turner.
No.
As Eric Burden once said, have you seen Tina Turner, 1984, for a private dancer?
It's not in the top 10. It's in the top 20.
Oh, it should be. Okay, should be. My second is a reinvention of a career, 10th album, Bonnie Raitt, Nick of Time, 1989.
Oh, Bonnie Raitt, good choice.
A great choice and would be on my list, not in the top 40, somewhere about 60.
Okay, and then a game changer for a young Linda Ronstadt, Don't Cry Now.
Again, very popular albums with me, not in the top. Linda Ronstadt makes the top 70.
Okay, we're on the same page, so we'll live with that.
Yeah,
okay,
we'll pick our own list.
Thank you.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert in Bernal Heights.
Hi, Robert.
Karen's off in Utah. And so first, the woman who sang Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Going to Do, she totally deserved a bell.
I agree. Did we give her a bell?
Sorry.
When she sang it?
Oh, thank you for the question, Robert, by the way.
Yeah, so second, Bud Abbott, my guess was know who's on first, because Lou Costello starts out with who's on first.
No. Abbott is the
one
that
first
says who's on first.
Okay.
Because Costello asks the name of the team.
And then
he
corrects
it.
No, who's on first.
I don't know about that.
Kara's question about eating with a napkin over your head, that's eating ortolan.
That's correct. Oh. Yes.
And there was that featured in a scene in the current, recently ended first season of HBO's Succession.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Vivian Leigh, how about I'll Never Go Hungry Again?
Not that.
Okay. And then albums, NPR, Joan Armatrading. They seem like Joan Armatrading people.
They do, but she's not on the list in the top 100.
Did somebody guess Patti Smith?
Somebody did. Horses was on there. It's number 7.
And Ella is probably too early, right?
She's on the list. She's in the top 20, but not the top 10.
Okay. And Beyonce?
Beyonce is number 6 on the list for Lemonade.
That's all right.
The most recent album on there. Give him a bell.
Well, I got one.
And no, you actually got
two.
You get another one because you mentioned Aretha Franklin and her album called I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You, which you did mention. That's number 3.
Oh, no, really?
I thought that the premise of this was taking off on Aretha, not that she was in there. Otherwise,
that.
She would totally be in my top 10.
Yeah, she is.
All right. Thanks, all.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Can I just add real quick that Ortolan is, they're little tiny birds that are, they're hunted, blinded, so that they gorge themselves until they're ready to be drowned alive in brandy, cooked for 8 minutes, and feathers plucked and eaten whole. And then you spit out the bones.
Don't a lot of our listeners listen while they're eating dinner?
Right. Yes.
We apologize for that.
Yes.
Right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is David from Berkeley.
Hi.
They got my Aretha and Beyonce.
Right.
But, well, I didn't think this was a big song Aretha sang, but the song Ain't Nobody has the subtitle Gonna Turn Me Around.
That's correct.
Oh, nice.
Good job.
All right, so that's one. And I don't know if it was said in Arkansas or Missouri that Winter's Bone was a fabulous
movie. I thought about that, too.
Yeah, I think it was set in Missouri.
I thought that was Arkansas. Okay. Well, maybe it was Missouri.
It's not the one they picked. It's a great guess.
All right.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What about Wag the Dog?
For
Arkansas?
No,
okay.
Not Wag the Dog.
Can you give us one person in the film, or does that give it away?
Patricia Neal's in the film.
Oh, really? A face in the crowd?
That's it. The one that I believe Ede has recommended with Andy Griffith playing Lonesome Roads and becoming a political power.
I really forgot that took place.
The first part
was in Arkansas.
Yeah, he grew up there. He's kind of that land,
right.
And his homey charm is what makes him so popular.
I'm not sure I'd want to claim that as
I don't think Arkansas claims it. I think Turner Classic Movie claims
okay.
it. Yeah, very
right.
good.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ruth in San Francisco. Most of my answers have been taken already, but I'm wondering if Streisand is on the top 10.
She is not on the top 10. She comes in at about 60, somewhere in there.
Okay, and if she's not in, Bette Midler is out.
Bette Midler is out, correct.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Any?
I have another guess,
mm-hmm.
Just because it seems to be along those same lines. What about a Stevie Nicks album?
Further down the list.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Also good guess.
You hear that, Greg? Further down the list. And, all right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey there, it's Eddie on Russian Hill.
Hi, Eddie.
I have two guesses. I'm sure on one, I think, and the other not so much. But I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
That's absolutely right.
Oh,
yes. Vivian Lee, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
for
the albums by women, I want to put Kate Bush in there. Please let her be in there.
Sorry to let you down on Russian Hill. She's not in there. Yep. Sorry.
Okay.
Stick with Vivian Lee.
Those were my guesses. Thank you.
Thank you. Oops. And let's clean up quickly. What do we got, Karen?
Month with the fewest presidents, September. Month with the most, October. And Charles City County was the birthplace of John Tyler and William Henry Harrison.
Oh.
The New York Times and its new website has omitted bylines of writers except for their editorial writers.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
It's shocking.
Right.
The women that we left off the top 10 are Missy Elliott's The Super Dupa Fly, Nina Simone, I Put a Spell on You, and Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, number 2 on the list. Go look up the list online. It's a great, fun list.
Well, we've reached the end of another show. My thanks to our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace from Dabo Valley College, Lori Fisher. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to David LaTulip and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Please remember October 14th is our 25th anniversary. We wish you a wonderful rest of the weekend and a great week. And we also hope you will join us next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being, it's frank. It's gotta be this or that.